Gonna be a fun one. Saturday, October 1st, 2022. 5 rounds for time, 9 clean and jerks, 9 pull-ups, and then 9 calories on the air bike. Women will do 6 calories per round. The clean and jerk loading, power clean and push jerk, is 115 pounds for the men, 75 pounds for women. So a little lighter than the Grace weight. But in the rep scheme is single digits every time, right? And veteran CrossFit linchpin people see this trap coming from a mile away. Lighter loading, single digits on the reps, but everything adds up and it's gonna get spicy. It's gonna get spicy. That 115 or 75 pound barbell is one of the most mysterious barbells in CrossFit. I love it. And 9 pull-ups, just kipping chest over bar pull-ups. And then, of course, a lot of the spice which is delivered on this workout depends upon what do you do when you hop on the bike. Is it a casual stroll through the park on a Sunday afternoon, or are you going for it? Changes the entire scope of this workout. Totally up to you. We've got you covered with other calorie conversions based upon the bike or rower or whatever you happen to use. The clean and jerks don't need to be unbroken. As a matter of fact, nicely paced singles dropping from overhead will probably be a great strategy for a lot of people. But with regards to, I would say if you think about the classic CrossFit workout Grace, 30 clean and jerks for time, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, is that a workout that you normally do prescribed? If the answer is yes, then doing this workout prescribed is probably within the scope of appropriate things for you. That's your call. You know yourself. But if you're like, oh no, I definitely scale Grace, then I would consider also scaling this as well. We've got videos showing all those movements. Super fitness robot time, and nothing needs to be unbroken, if I didn't say that already, that's for sure, to include the pull-ups or anything. Super fitness robot time, 12 minutes or less, and the more likely is anywhere from that to, let's say, 24 minutes. Wildcard option is exactly the same as the workout of the day, but we have the rower in there every round instead of the air bike. Scaled option, 5 rounds for time, 9 clean and jerks, 75 pounds for men, 55 pounds for women, 9 pull-ups or ring rows, and then 9 or 6 calories on the air bike. Video showing the ring row, and again, ring rows are fantastic. You can make them plenty challenging, and they'll be a great upper body pulling movement to get you closer to pull-ups. So don't feel like, I don't know, that the pull-ups are prescribed and the ring rows are this other movement that they're just not quite as cool. Ring rows are fantastic and everybody could use more ring rows in their life. Limited equipment option. Let's see what's coming here. Dumbbell clean and jerks, right? Pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women, 5 rounds for time, 9 dumbbell clean and jerks, 9 pull-ups, 200 meter run. Video showing the dumbbell power clean and push jerk, and their goal times are the same as the prescribed. No equipment workout, 5 rounds each for time, 20 glute bridges, 20 meters of broad jumps, and a 200 meter run, resting 2 minutes between each round. So you're meant to haul on that run. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. Got a video, got it written in text as well. And then the other part of the optional accessory work, there's 3 choices. You're going to pick just one. Either Turkish get-up practice, 3 rounds of 5 to 7 on one arm, 5 to 7 on the other, resting a couple minutes between rounds. You choose the loading. Got a video of that movement there. Great movement, by the way. Or, so it's not all of this, remember, it's or devil press, 4 rounds of 1 minute of devil press, 1 minute of rest. Your score being the lowest number of reps in any of those minutes. Generally, a pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 25s for women, but if a different pair works well for you, feel free to have at it. Or your final choice would be linchpin complex number 9, which is for load. You choose the loading. It does not need to be unbroken. The complex is 7 power cleans and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. So it's not clean and jerks. You do 7 power cleans in a row, then you do 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's considered one complete complex. And so you would do the complex 2 to 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the chest and pecs, hands behind stretch, as well as the hamstring stretch. Both of those have videos. And just like that, another week is in the books. Hope you enjoyed that workout. Thanks to all of you for being awesome, for treating each other so well. I truly appreciate it. And I will see you in the BTWB Squads feature. I'll see you in the CrossFit Linchpin private Facebook group. I read all the comments you post under the photos that we've, you know, of the workout of the day on Instagram. I'm right there suffering with you every day. And enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on Monday.